Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Now, I don't know if this statement is ever not true, but it seems especially true this week, and that is, it's a really bad week to be Rand Paul.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
He really thought he had him.
I don't know why Rand Paul thinks that because he is an optometrist, that he can tell the top immunologist in the country and one of the best probably in the world anything about what he deals with, what he works with. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, Rand Paul, my eyes hurt. And he's like, well, maybe it's this. And I'm like, no, it's not. You don't know anything.
I mean,
you're
to be fair, I probably would say that to Rand Paul.
I would tackle him immediately.
I need a second opinion.
No, that's
No, it's – yeah, Rand Paul sucks, as usual. The only thing that sucks worse than Rand Paul is the swath of libertarians who line up to fucking, like, get Rand Paul's back. Like, even though Rand Paul got fucking dunked on in this hearing, like, then, you know, here's fucking Ben Garrison, you know, putting out a cartoon being like, actually, it was Rand Paul who had the upper hand. I'm like, I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
Like that man told a sitting senator on the record in a congressional hearing, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. That
and
clip
then had to back up and be like, and again, I need to reiterate this again officially. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. And that you're a liar. Like, straight to his face. No, Ben Garrison. You are not correct. I know Ben Garrison has been like really nailing the cartoons with the actual showing Donald Trump tilting at windmills.
Yeah.
But I don't think you got this one right. You stumbled into the last one you got right. Rand Paul got embarrassed, pretty solidly. Do you want to play the clip from his town hall? Do we want to get all the Rand Paul news?
Of course. Let's do it.
Let's get that one all right out of the way. Rand Paul had a town hall.
Yes. And a virtual town hall.
Where you could call in. Yeah. Yes. Probably not a great idea for anyone to do this.
No. I'd have to imagine that the kind of like liberal Kentuckians who would go to a Rand Paul town hall are kind of going to be emboldened anyway. And now you're giving them the screen of anonymity behind that. Like, come on.
No, dude. Like, any liberal going to any of his town halls is probably wearing a like Joe Biden 2020 T-shirt. Like, you can weed those people out, or you know, they have other qualities that obviously would mean they don't support Rand Paul. Like, I don't know, they're black, they're wearing glasses. I don't know, they have all their teeth, and so yeah, you're right. Like, given the anonymity of calling in is dangerous. Like, this is like Loveline 1995. Like, don't do that. So here is one of the calls that Rand Paul received, which I thought was poignant and really stuck it to him.
Hold on a second. Mrs. Alexis Toon, you are live with the senator. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Senator. I am a proud Kentucky citizen, and I just wanted to tell you to get fucked.
And immediately they're like, and the next caller.
No, there was like a 5-second break between that, like, to let it sink in. Like, it was it's hilarious because like Rand Paul's expression changes ever so mildly, but it's very evident. Like you can see it. Like it's like the Ralph Wiggum. Like you can look, you can see the exact moment that is
heartbreak. Let's rewind that.
It also takes like the very Becky moderator like a second and a half to register what she just heard.
Oh my god! Did you say the F word? Yeah, I appreciate that. More of those, please. Like that's fantastic. I have zero issues with people telling Rand Paul to get fucked. I would tell him to his face if I could.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%.
I still am sad I missed that opportunity to take pictures with Sarah Palin at Comic-Con the one year I was there, because I would have definitely like – I would have given like the middle finger. You know, because she's like a robot, right? You're taking pictures with like 1,000 people. You don't give a shit. And I'd have been like, fuck this bitch.
I was at a wedding last night, and there was a guy there that I had to look twice to make sure, like,
was it the guy in the insane suit in that one image?
No. That was a coworker. There's a guy there who, when he first walked in, I was like, that can't be Ben Shapiro. Like, I'm getting myself amped up to like go tell off Ben Shapiro. I was like, no, it's not Ben Shapiro. He just unfortunately looks like Ben Shapiro.
Was he that short?
No, he was like 5'9". That's how I first ruled out that it was.
Yeah, no. Ben Shapiro is not a normal sized human being. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ben Shapiro's like
hobbit. He's hobbit sized.
Yeah, he's like 5'3", which is why he's got a
like you tower over him, which is insane.
Yes, no, I and I appreciate that. Yeah, because if Ben Shapiro towered over me, that's a problem. No, I would just throw myself in front of a train.
But then again, if I actually met Ben Shapiro, like it would be hard to tell him off, because when you see children that short, usually would just want to give their head a tussle, you know what I mean? Like,
you do the dad thing, bro. You're a dad. You get down on one knee and you put your fist on your hips and like, listen here, young man, I've got some things to say to you, which is really condescending, and it's exactly how anyone who meets Ben Shapiro, who's over the height of 5'3", should treat him. Like, oh, hey, buddy, can you hear me? Hold on a second. Let me get down to your level.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, So let's jump right in. Not a crazy news week, but there are some doozies here. So not all Republicans are embracing Mitch McConnell's vaccine push. We'll talk more about the GOP's push for vaccines.
The whiplash.
Yeah, well, it turns out something might be happening. And I have my theories. I'm sure you have yours. So apparently nearly half of Republicans – in the House will not publicly say whether or not they're vaccinated against COVID-19.
According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, for a reporter to even ask the question is a violation of her HIPAA rights.
Like, that's not how HIPAA works.
Yeah, which is great because HIPAA in the span of a week has become like the new First Amendment for the right. Like, they have no idea how it actually works, and they just like to throw it out there.
My HIPAA rights. Like, no, you're allowed to tell people whatever you want. Like, that's not what. Also, people asking you is like, it's not a job interview, right? No. Like, and that wouldn't be, you know, if the job required it.
It wouldn't be out of bounds for a job interview.
What's
they
that?
I said it wouldn't be out of bounds for a job.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, if ask, they require
but it. They just can't, you know, you're not required to answer.
Right. They can ask you. Yeah. And then if you say, well, I'm not going to ask, guess where you're not getting hired. Like, it's fine. It is funny. It like finding out people's COVID-19 status is like, that's like
it's the new who did you vote for in the last election. Like, no longer are we ashamed to talk about who we voted for. Now we're just ashamed to talk about if we've been vaccinated or not.
Right. Well, yes, that. But I was going to say, like, in the 90s where they're just like, make sure you ask your partner what their status is. Right. You know, it's like, so do you full blown AIDS or no?
So you're telling me we're about to get billboards in the cities with like the 90s spot, like vaccinated. It's not a dirty word.
Yes, exactly. Vex, keep your kids away. You're like, oh man, they're shedding DNA. Oh God. Look, I'm not surprised that they're like half of these people are not telling their vaccination status. What that also tells me is, yes, of course they're vaccinated.
Well, and that's what's funny. So normally in situations like this, usually when someone like declines to answer, it's because they're ashamed to give the answer because of. Like of it being no, like they don't want to put themselves out there. Republicans, the shame is saying yes. Like the shame is kind of betraying their public stance.
That's
on
exactly
the
it.
Issue, which is
that's
insane.
Exactly it.
Which right. is insane.
Like, does anyone truly believe that if Marjorie Taylor Greene was not vaccinated, she wouldn't just come out and say, "Hell no, I'm not vaccinated. That right. thing is a plague." Of course. That helps.
Also, Pelosi instituted, like, didn't she like institute fines for Congress people that aren't vaccinated?
I believe so.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
like,
I think you can be unvaccinated, but you have to wear a mask the whole time.
That's right.
I think that's what it is. So, yeah, I'm not buying that these people won't say. I would just be like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. Well, their argument, Republicans are so weird. Their argument is, well, why isn't anyone asking the Democrats whether they're vaccinated? It's like, because when you ask the Democrats, they tell you, like, yeah, of course we're vaccinated.
There was literally, this was a big, like, gotcha by, like, Ronny Jackson. Like, he was doing, like, former presidential doctor Ronny Jackson. He was doing, like, a fucking press event. He's like, no one's asking the Democrats. And then someone just kept linking, like, the CNN article from, like, 3 months ago. That's, like, all, like Democrats have full vaccination in the House and Senate.
Like, they're not asking them because they're vaccinated.
Because we know. They told us.
And they have zero incentive to lie. If you came out as a Democrat and were like, I'm not vaccinated, people would be like, fuck that person.
Yeah.
Like they would get turned on by their own voters. So, like, I guess for Democrats, the best thing you can do is lie and say that you're vaccinated, not lie and say that you're not.
Correct.
Like,
yes.
Like, yeah, that would be a terrible idea to come out and say that you're not vaccinated.
So, and what's funny is that this is mostly weirdly a House issue. Like there's 50 Republican senators and 46 of them have confirmed that they are vaccinated.
Well, let's see, Brad. It's a lot easier to get into the House in your wackadoodle district.
That's true.
Than it is in
the Senate to win the entire state. Yes, you're right. Absolutely,
like,
right about
like,
that.
Like, even if you're an asshole, even if you're a Mitch McConnell, you know, Mitch McConnell, one, he's got, like, you know, he had, like, that, you know, what's his face? Like, the Dark Lord, Dark Hand that he had at one point. Like, that guy is on death's door. Okay.
We can only hope.
I mean,
we can only hope. By the way, can you guess the two GOP senators, the only two GOP senators who have confirmed that they are in fact not vaccinated?
Okay. All right. This will be a fun game. Yeah. GOP senators.
Yes. There's only two.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul's one.
Yeah, that's
which is how I know that he's not a real doctor.
Right, right, right. Gain of function. All right. Relax.
The other one is quite obvious if you really think about it.
Oh.
Because I would argue that the two people that did it are the two most wackadoodle.
Oh, Ted Cruz.
Oh no, Ted Cruz is not as wackadoodle as you would think.
No, I would just assume that I'd assume he'd lie, actually.
No, Ted Cruz, I believe, has confirmed that he is indeed vaccinated.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Because he's not a moron.
I mean, he isn't a moron. He's not. No. Like, yeah. He's an asshole, but he's not a moron.
Yeah.
All right. In the Senate. Oh, I don't know.
Ron Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm an idiot. How did I not know that? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Russia would never allow him to.
No, never.
They'd be like, no, comrade, no vaccine. He'd be like, yes, Putin. Yeah, that's great, leader. yeah, no, that makes sense. Wow, dude. But that's absolutely nuts. But yeah, you're right. Like, they're not doing this because of, like, oh, it's our HIPAA violation. Like, no, or it's a HIPAA violation. They're doing it because they're absolutely vaccinated. Look, there's a reason why Tucker Carlson isn't telling people either. Of course he's vaccinated. There was a story that came out months ago that you couldn't work in the Fox building if you weren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
And yet people are like,
they literally have, like, Fox passports basically that show that they're good to go, essentially. And that's the thing that's kind of befuddling, right? Like, you think is fucking proud, like you said, as proud as these guys are of, like, standing up for, you know, being on the wrong side of history. Like, if they truly weren't vaccinated, they would say that shit with their chest.
I don't understand.
Get that shit out there.
There's no way people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and what's Louis Gohmert. He might not be vaccinated. I'd almost bet he isn't. They would be screaming from the rooftops that they're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right. They wouldn't play this obfuscation game. Like, that's just not like, that's not Republicans' MO, right? For the most part, they go, what's reality? Cool. I'm going to go the opposite way on that. Like, they just open about it because they don't pay any price for it. So no, I don't see a scenario where these guys are hiding this.
Which is really fucked up, by the way, when you think about it. Like this is a public health crisis. They're willing, you know, most assuredly have the vaccination for themselves to protect themselves, but they're still willing to take this ridiculous stance, which is only going to harm their constituents. Like that's the only
more
people
on that
gonna,
later.
Yeah, that's the only people that are going to be hurt by this at the end of the day. It's not like fucking Democrats in Kentucky are listening to Rand Paul talk about, you know, vaccine information. It's like, oh, he's got a lot of good points. Like, no, like they're just like, fuck that dude.
This is you and only you, buddy.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, so that part's hilarious. But this also, you know, the fish rots from the head, right? We have a situation where the president or the former president didn't tell people when he got a vaccination.
Right.
Like, we could have avoided
And even he is not still carrying that water.
No. He's like, I'm alive.
Yeah.
Get out of here. But we could have avoided a lot of this. Look, he fucked up the response to COVID, no doubt. He fucked up by not having any sort of plan for rolling out a vaccine. That's why Joe Biden basically had to start from scratch. I don't care what any Republicans say. Oh, well, he personally mixed the ingredients to make the vaccine. One, no, he didn't. He just told people, like, hey, could you get it done? And they were like, okay. And, like, that's what Project Warp Speed was. It was like, hey, I'll make sure there are no, like, unnecessary regulations in your way. Like, that's what any president would have done. That's a bare minimum. I don't know why Republicans ever give him credit for anything above that.
Because they have to grasp at whatever straw they can find.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not wrong. Like, yeah, Warp Speed. Yeah. He did it. Like, okay. Like, he was in there with, like, beakers
it's,
and shit.
It's like people giving Reagan credit for freeing the Iranian hostages, even though they got freed on his inauguration day. Like, it literally would have been any president but Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, they were just literally fucking him over. Like, that was their whole thing. They were like, oh, cool, let's watch this man age 1,000 years on television. like, no. And also, there was some behind-the-scenes shit with Reagan with that.
I'm sure.
Like, why don't you just hold him for a couple more days? Like, like, legitimately. So it's much like Nixon in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Gee. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, great president, if you don't think about it. So, you know, like, Trump refused to tell people that he was vaccinated, which to me, what was the point of that? What was the point of that? Your people are going to die from this too. Like, well mostly, I'll let them die, fact. But Democrats will die too.
Yeah, mostly, in fact. Like a disproportionate amount of Republicans are probably going to die compared to Democrats, especially if you are
100%.
If you are pushing that line, if you are the ones, you know, it's your people that are going to listen to you, not the other side.
Right. Like, look, we have an issue with minority folks on the more, you know, normally Democratic side, not getting vaccinated, black folks especially, which is really heartbreaking to me. I have many opinions about that. Most of them are very angry. but like, that's not what this is. Like, this is literally a political party getting vaccinated and refusing to bring their people along.
For political reasons.
For political reasons, right.
Yeah. It's not even like, oh, they forced me to get vaccinated to be in Congress, but you shouldn't because it's dangerous. Like, no, like, it's just, it's just cynical, like, left bashing reasons. Essentially,
they're sending people to your house to make you get vaccinated. One, no, they're not. They're checking to see, hey, do you want to get vaccinated? Because, you know, maybe you live in a rural area and you didn't know where to go. You don't have access to the internet or your phone's out or whatever. That's all they're doing. They're not forcing you. And, like, there's been a couple of stories, about, you know, people are like, well, I had some guy in, like, I think he might've been in Kentucky or something like that. And he was like, just getting out of the hospital from being, like, intubated. And, like, he had gone through.
How many of the stories have we seen of people on Facebook and Twitter that are, like, virulently anti-vax, and all of a sudden, you know, several weeks later, and then all of a sudden it's the post with fucking, you know, like, oh, I'm in the hot, like, this thing's kicking my ass, like, I need your prayers, like
no,
you know, pray for people through, or I fucking died, from COVID because I didn't take this shit seriously.
Well, there was one. I think it was in Kentucky or something like that, or West Virginia. The guy got out of the hospital. Like, he had been in there for like weeks on end, like on death's door. He made it out. Luckily him. And, you know, luckily he did. And they're like, well, you know, now that you're through this, you know, obviously the vaccine is available. Like, will you take it? He's like, hell no.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not taking it. I'm like, so you're going to die.
Just put a fucking bullet in that guy's head just to cut out the middleman.
Like, yeah, like, right. You're going to get it again, dude, and you're going to fucking die. Shrug. I don't, like, I get it. Like, I'm supposed to care. Like, I know. Or
not to mention if he doesn't get it, like, who knows what the, like, if he's going to have any long-term, you know, long COVID effects from having this.
Probably. Like, yo, you got intubated. Like, you're in a world of trouble. Like, but hey, man, Trump survived it. I'll survive it.
Like, like you said before we started recording, well, you know, your body, your choice. So.
Yeah, look, they love to use that line. Go ahead. Hey, man, look, who am I to stop you from dying? Yeah. Like, I don't have the wherewithal to, like, fight with people who want to, like, no, I'm trying to put my head in the shark's mouth. Okay, like. Yeah. Let me just shove your feet in. Let me help you. Like, go ahead. Who gives a shit? Like, because you clearly don't care what happens to you or people around you. You don't give a shit. So, whatever.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, how many of these people have young kids or elderly parents or things of that nature that they're just exposing to harm? So,
I mean, God bless. You know, do your thing, man. Do your thing. Next up, COVID-19 Delta variant. It's on the rise.
Don't call it a comeback.
That's
right. It's been here for years.
It's been here for literally years. God damn it. Louisiana has recorded the most cases per 100,000 residents, 43, in the last 7 days of any state in the country. The infections have surged 224%. That's not good. The state, the second poorest in the nation, also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, having fully inoculated just 36% of its population. Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, which I guess is 39%, 38%, and 36% of vaccination rates.
Per 100, yeah. Or 100,000.
It's infections per 100,000. Okay. Has recorded the next highest numbers. With the Sunshine State of Florida, experienced a 227% increase.
Remember all those political articles that are just like, Ron DeSantis needs his apology. Ron DeSantis won the pandemic. Like, want to retract that? Want to take another?
Nah, we ain't say that. Who wrote that, Brad? Who wrote that? Is there like ripping up? Yeah. Like, yeah, look. Reality always has a way of rearing its ugly head. Like, it will come back to you. You cannot just have a state like Florida, which is full of crazy people. You cannot have a state like that with only – what's the percentage? 48% of the population being vaccinated?
Yeah.
You can't have that.
Which, to be fair, that probably puts Florida – in the top half of red states when it comes to vaccination rate.
Oh, 100%.
The U.S. rate is 49%, but that's being dragged down significantly by all these states that
– by Trump states.
Yeah, that aren't getting the shit done.
What did they say? If there was an article this week that said if Joe Biden won your state by like 60%, then if you look at the COVID map, your state has over 60% vaccinated. Yeah. If your state was won by Trump by over 60%, the reverse is true. Like, it's literally political.
I never could have imagined. There's so many things I couldn't have imagined prior to the Trump era. Never could have imagined that something like public health, like vaccinations, could become a wedge issue. Essentially,
yeah,
in politics, like that's insane to me. Like I was talking to my mom last night, and I've seen a couple people say this online, and I brought it to her. I was like, it's like, well, I was like, if this was the 50s and we were trying to eradicate polio, like we couldn't have done it.
No,
we couldn't have done it. Like it literally wouldn't have happened.
No, Well, and also, they didn't fuck around. Oh, you were getting that vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
No, they did that shit in schools. Here, like, they were like, come to school today, I'll we'll see what happens.
Here's your fucking sugar cube. Eat that shit and get the vaccine.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, oh, no, it was a shot in arms. Like, they fucking drizzled the shit on a sugar cube and it's like, here.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's how it was done back then, apparently.
Oh, interesting.
They did not do injections. They're just like, here's a sugar cube. It has the vaccine on it. Eat it.
I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot better for kids with...
Like you're a horse or something. Like, yeah. Look here.
Here you go, buddy. Oh, lucky stripe. There you go.
But no, we couldn't have... You know, and we've seen things like measles come back thanks to anti-vax sentiment. Yep. That's not exclusively Republican.
No, it is like, not. That's a bunch of rich, well. Dumb. That's a bunch of rich, dumb white parents and yes. A bunch of like crunchy hippie black parents. Like, vaccinate your fucking kids.
Yeah.
You're vaccinated. You're vaccinated.
Right. And you're fine.
You're fine. Well, I mean, I was lucky. I don't want my kid to develop. What? Autism? That's not where that comes from, guys. Like, come on. Knock it off. But it's absolutely crazy. I just like it being that deeply political is mind-boggling to me. Like, it really is. Like, you are literally sacrificing your health for political reasons. I don't understand that. I really don't. I mean, look, I understood her point, but I didn't like that she said it. I wouldn't have said it. When Kamala Harris was like, well, if Trump says the vaccine is fine, I'm not going to take it or whatever during that debate. And I'm like, you shouldn't have said it the way you said it. You should have said you'd wait for the experts to say it, right? Like,
well, and also too, like that,
which was her implication, but like the Republicans ran with that shit, which was stupid.
Well, and I think I could be wrong. Like, someone would have to, I'd have to rewatch the clip again, but like, she was talking about if it was like rushed, like if it didn't go through the proper,
right,
proper
right.
channels and proper testing, which right. was the, which was the fear, if you recall.
Yeah. Because he went into the Trump administration.
Yeah. For political gain, ironically right. enough.
But like, so. Okay. Like, listen to the madness of that, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, they might rush it through for political gain. Okay. They didn't. Great. Thank you. I appreciate you not being garbage. But then it's here. Why wouldn't you push it for political gain?
Because now it's not a benefit politically. If everyone gets vaccinated and the country recovers and the you know, economy rebounds, then that makes Joe Biden look good. It goes against what the GOP is trying to accomplish. They want the country. They wanted to rebound when Trump was in office because they wanted him to win re-election. Now that he's not in office,
they're
trying to make sure it stays shit until the midterms so that you can elect Republicans. And then magically all the, like, even the virulently, like if the Republicans take back the House and Senate in 2022, you will see a reverse course with all of these vehemently anti-vax Republicans all of a sudden talking about, you know, get the vaccine or, you know, do all this shit.
I don't know about that. I understand your logic. But I would go a step further. I think that they would keep it shit, hoping that Trump wins.
Yeah.
Then if Trump wins, oh, here we go, baby. Let's go, America. Let's get the vaccine. But by then, all of your people are dead. And this is the problem in which they are finding themselves right now, which is it is not – like, this is not happening to blue states. This is happening almost exclusively to red states.
Yeah, of the top 10 states that are seeing resurgences right now, only one of them is even purple. Here's the top 10 right now. It's, let's see, it's Louisiana, Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, Nevada, Mississippi, Alaska, Utah, Alabama, and Oklahoma, to which I have to say, Andy, what the fuck are you doing?
Classic Andy.
Too busy moving house to worry about getting people vaccinated.
Yeah. Andy's not vaccinated.
Son of a bitch.
Andy's not vaccinated. He says he refuses. He says, quote, my body, my choice, which is weird. I'm like, all right, dude. He's like, nah, fuck that. It's I don't want to get the heebie-jeebies or whatever. Like, it's weird.
And that man's moving to, I don't want to say a big city, but a city. now instead of a town. Instead of a town.
Yeah, so. You might want to get vaccinated, you fucking psycho. Yeah, he refuses. He just all he does is he rubs his MAGA hat on his arm where he would get the jab, and he's like, "That's enough for me, and that's enough for Jesus."
That's all he does. Yeah, so he's fine. Like, he'll be all right.
That's why, by the way, that's why he's not here. He's been in the hospital fighting using his immune system against this devil, and he'll be all right. He'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Jay also is a hard driver of public health. Like, he refuses to let Andy on until he gets vaccinated.
That's true.
Public health hazard for us. And then Andy said that Jay violated his HIPAA rights.
Which, yeah, that's right.
Which I don't necessarily agree with, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's hey baby. my wife bringing me a cup of coffee this morning, and my daughter standing there with her hands over her mouth because she was clearly told not to say anything. And then she's like, "Hi, daddy." Like, I can't hold it in. So yeah, look, I will not allow Andy to record with us even over Zoom because he is unvaccinated. No, of course he's vaccinated. He's not an idiot. Come on. And that's insane. If anybody in our network was not vaccinated, I would be fucking furious. What are you doing? Like, don't come here, but like, also, what are you doing? Like, knock it off. But we all are smart. So if we were all knocking down, we were all sending us each other messages, sign up on this list, you idiot. Get it done. But not in these restaurants.
In fact, trash talking each other about which vaccine we got.
Yeah. This is this guy on the fucking Pfizer. What an asshole. Moderna gang. But yeah, look, these 10 states, and yeah, I mean, Nevada is more of a purple state than a red or than a blue state, but you have to get out of the top 10 before you get to a blue state. I mean, what are we doing? This is absolutely insane. And look, it solidifies a position that I hold, even more. I don't think we should be one country anymore, because I think, like, we cannot function with these guys dragging us down. You know, whatever you want to call, you know, Mega City One, the new, you know, blue country, we would be so far ahead of what the United States is now.
Dude, could you
progress imagine in every aspect we would.
Could you imagine if we got to have, like, Just link up, like I said, just get us to our cyberpunk future and link up DC, Baltimore, Philly, New York, and I guess like parts of New Jersey or whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just link us up into
one. Yeah, look, everyone's gotta have a shit part. It'll be Jersey. Right.
Just link us up into one big mega city and just let us fucking thrive. We could rival California in terms of
all the money is here.
Output. Right.
All the money's here.
Get us some high speed rail so everyone can get to New York in like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Like, I'd bring in Virginia in that too. Like, Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, if Nova had a chance, they gone, dude. They like cut the line. Boom. We're not a part of the Southern Virginia. Get out of here. They would immediately branch off. But Nova up to Jersey, I could see it. Like, maybe it just needs to be several countries. Like, it doesn't have to be just two. But, like, whatever they want to do in, like, Jesus land, they can just call it that. That's fine. Like, Texas would become its own country. It's fine. I don't give a shit. California would become its own country. It would probably, like, it'd probably just be California. Like, it doesn't really need anything else. It's pretty self-sustainable. But they would, you know, and then all the, like, people who are – like super red would be like, I'm moving to the country of Texas, and California would be like, good day. Bye. Like,
well, you're not really the reason that we're thriving right now.
Yeah.
So, and that really is the thing. Like, that's kind of why we're in the spot that we're in right now, because America can't figure out whether it's a federalist country or a country. And I feel like if you're not going to be a country, then what's the fucking point?
I agree. Like, if you can't solve these kind of things, then what is the point? I mean, the fact that we are now seeing, you know, we have states like Maryland, where we are, is a state that has we've hit the threshold of over 70% of our citizens have at least one shot. Why isn't every state there? Like, that's insane. At this point, like, there's no – when the vaccine was first coming out, it made sense, right? Like, you couldn't get to certain places. Like, you know, like, I'm sure, like, rural Alaska is, like, pretty hard and things like that. You've got, like, some pretty rural parts of the Midwest and things like that. But, like, that party is over. You can walk into any CVS, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, whatever, and get a vaccine. Like, it's not hard at this point. It's very easy. At first, like in Maryland, because we have a Republican governor, so, you know, they like to pass the buck immediately and just be like, well, that's CVS's problem. Like, it was really hard to find a vaccine at first, right? And it was – you had to sign up and you had, like – that's why, like, I joked about – us inside the network messaging each other like, yo, this website, it's got appointments. Go, 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 go. And we were doing that because it was hard to find a thing, you know, find a place to get vaccinated. But after like a month and a half, like that problem was over. And anybody right now can go and get vaccinated. And I think that's true everywhere else in the United States from my understanding.
Yeah, so at this point, the country's fucking hoarding supply that we probably shouldn't be hoarding right now, and we should be probably starting to send this stuff out to more disadvantaged nations that need
help. No, I mean, Biden is – they just sent a ton to a couple of countries. And like, you've got people who are dying to get vaccinated,
right?
Literally. You have people who are dying to get vaccinated in other countries who want it, and they don't have access to it.
Well, and that's the thing that's a fucking tragedy about the whole thing. Like, there's a lot – there's so many countries out there that don't have the infrastructure or have the insane, like, overpopulation, and they're poor as shit.
Right.
You know, like look what was going on in India a couple weeks ago. And I'd imagine that it still hasn't gotten much better.
No,
when you have a country that has like a billion plus people in it, that's relatively poor, that doesn't have the infrastructure in place to get, but people are like living on top of each other like crazy. Like, it's insane. Right. And so many people are going to die or have long-term health effects. And we're looking at that as America, be like, well, it's my body, my choice, and I don't feel like having to wear a mask, and this is such an inconvenience. I'm just like, get some fucking perspective, man.
I mean, look, it's – you're absolutely right. Get some perspective, right? Yeah. It's the benefit and it's the privilege of living in America that you have like this overabundance of things. I mean, only in America, like, not to be an asshole. But America and very few other countries in the world, do we have the opposite problem that all of human history has had, which is there's not enough food, right?
Yeah.
Only in America we're like, there are people walking around who are 600 pounds, right? Like this overabundance of food, like this, you know, like this calorie surplus. That's only here. That's the privilege of America, right? We have so much. And that's not trying to shit on anybody. I'm just saying, like, it's a reality. India does not have this problem, right?
Yeah.
You know, Somalia does not have this problem. But that is the privilege that we have and the, like, weird reverse issues that we have in America.
Right.
Like, the vaccines is a version of that. Like, we have so much of it and we're just like, I don't know. I don't even need it, bro. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
It is arguable. And it's becoming less arguable as time marches on. Especially in the past like decade and a half, 2 decades or so, that the U.S., the thing that we are most popular, like known for at this point, or at least the most like prevalent thing about this country, is we have to be one of the most willfully ignorant nations in human history. Like not just in the world today, but societies over time.
Yeah. It's because we're so powerful.
Right.
Yeah, the citizenry is allowed to be willfully ignorant. Like, yeah, it's crazy. You're like, wait, what? What are you guys doing? Yeah, I just searched for this. So I just found that the Washington Post had a story. This is from July 2nd of this year. Do you know how many people died of the Delta variant in India? Just the Delta variant.
Just the Delta variant? I couldn't even imagine.
Just take a guess.
20,000.
That's cute, Brad. That's cute. 400,000 people
died. That's insane.
400,000 people died. You guys fucking around? You see, you still don't want it? Okay. 400,000. That's rivaling our total numbers.
Yeah.
That's insane. By the way, that doesn't count all the people who died of the other variants.
Right.
That's just the Delta variant. And they're seeing another wave of it. Another part of why we are suffering as bad as we are with this new Delta variant, and we are suffering very similarly as India suffered, as Russia has suffered, as other countries like the Philippines has suffered. The factor that should be obvious to anyone who listens to politics and listens to this show are the leadership, right? Mm-hmm. They are strongmen. Not that Joe Biden is a strongman, but when this shit was going on, we had a strongman. And they fucked
a wannabe
strongman. That's true. I don't want to lift too much because of my internal battery. I think the worst strongman. But you know, like they all had strongmen at the helm when this shit popped off, and it has fractured the society. In our society, it's like the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. India has this fucking issue because, their leadership is fucking garbage and doesn't believe in science. In Brazil, Bolsonaro, he doesn't believe in fucking science. He said it was bullshit. He got it, damn near died, but then he was like, I'm fine now. And everyone's like, all right, cool. I'm just not going to get vaccinated. And so they're suffering, and they didn't have any level of infrastructure either. Right. So, and Modi didn't have much of an infrastructure in India. Like, he didn't. So the same exact issue of like these strong guys. But when it comes to getting off your duff and getting rid of the rhetoric and actually helping your people, they are incapable of it. They're incapable of it. Sometimes you need a fucking nerd. Like, you need a compassionate fucking nerd who just go, all right, well, like, let's use big government to fucking move this country to help people. And because those other guys don't believe
it. It's almost as if people should stop electing folks who run on populist agendas and don't have much else beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this goes for both sides.
Yeah.
All that rhetoric doesn't mean anything unless you're willing to use, quote unquote, big government to solve big government problems. If you are, cool. But if you're not, if you're like, we can go it alone and just with our freedom and our whatever, like, no, that's not enough. And you're going to see if 400,000 people died in India from the Delta variant, not that number will be mirrored here, right? Like, we actually have infrastructure and a lot more medical treatments and things like that.
But also just the ability to not be like have as many like massive population centers as well, which
right,
is also
right.
helpful. So,
right. I mean, yeah, it's a little nuts in India, but, thankfully, my wife's family who are there, all of them, they're all vaccinated, right? So they're all good. And none of them, got sick, which is great. But you're going to see, you very well could see 100,000 people die of this shit. I mean, they're like, look, these numbers are fucking sharp. Like these spikes up are really sharp. Look, I am not in the business of telling people what to do. I'm not. And I love my people, black folks. I love them to death. If you are not vaccinated and you are black, cut the shit. Cut the shit. Please cut the shit. This is not a conspiracy theory. People aren't shedding mRNA. You don't give a fuck about Tuskegee experiment. Like, you don't. You don't. Because that's not even a one-to-one. It's not a one-to-one what's happening. Look, if you're like, hey, these white people are trying to kill us, white people are taking it. White people are also taking it. Hello. White people are taking it. It's fine. Take the goddamn vaccine, please. Let all these crazy white people die. That's fine. We gonna be all right. Don't worry about them. Brad, you're not listening. Don't worry about them.
I'm not a crazy white people.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. You're cool, man. You're cool. Brad will tell you to also get vaccinated, but that's, you know, he's trying to get y'all. Don't listen to him. Listen to me. No, but like, get vaccinated. Like, take this shit fucking serious. Because look, the Delta variant is incredibly serious and it's dangerous and all that. That's not the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about whatever the next one is, because that one is going to be worse. Right. This is like that. That's why this argument from Republicans of my body, my choice doesn't make sense. A woman getting an abortion does not affect any other adults in the world. Right. You could say, well, it affects this potential child. But that's not. I would argue it's not the same. They would argue it is. But whatever. They're not. I don't believe that they're correct.
You can't. Pregnancy is not contagious.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So.
Right. So, like, when they walk around with no mask and aren't vaccinated and they're getting this shit and they're spreading it to family members and people in public and everything else, when they do that, you know, I see Republicans say it over and over and over again because apparently either they're dumb or they like to just repeat rhetoric just for the sake of repeating it and having it out there. When they say, well, if you're vaccinated, if it works, then what are you so afraid of, me not being vaccinated? I'm not afraid of catching it. Like, I can still get it. Like, the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting it. That's not the issue. The issue is that you petri dish filth monsters will end up mutating it again to the point where then it breaks the vaccine.
Yeah.
That's why we don't want this shit out there. That's the reason. Like, this is not hard. That's why we're having an issue with penicillin, right? Because every time there's a bigger and bigger super bug that – is knocking at the door of penicillin going, does it still work? All right, I'll try next year. And then eventually we will have it broken and then we'll have to come up with something else.
Yeah.
So while you're running around playing basketball, unvaccinated, breathing all over people, understand that's the reason.
And that's the thing. Like, you may not 100% believe in science. The cool thing about science is that science doesn't care. Like, science is like, you can believe me or not. Like,
I believe in you.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm like the man in the sky, who, you know, it's a fucking coin flip. Like, who the hell knows? But like, science is like, no, I'm here. Like, you cannot believe me, but I will continue being here regardless.
Yeah,
it's
nuts to me. Yeah. So
like I said, doesn't help on the right too that you have a lot of misinformation peddlers in very prominent positions.
Do you ever think Tucker Carlson would get this big? I mean, he is
Imagine so, like, I mentioned this, like, you know, Tucker Carlson didn't used to be like what Tucker Carlson is now.
No,
like,
no,
like, if you go back to the imagine going back and seeing him on like Crossfire, like when he first started
CNN.
When he was on like his daily caller days, and imagine like. You could go back to your past self and be like, one day this guy is going to be the fucking voice of the far right wing in this country. And you'd be like, this bow tie little fucking freak? Like, no.
Yeah,
like,
I would untie that bow tie. And I would It's time to go. It's time to go, Tucker. The man of the people, the heir to the Swanson food dynasty.
That's what I don't get it, man. I don't fucking get all these fucking poor white people in rural areas holding dudes like Tucker Carlson and Trump up as their fucking messiahs. Like, they're not you.
They hate you. They wouldn't spit on you if you were on fucking fire. You understand that? Like, you understand that? Like, Tucker Carlson ain't hanging out, putting on a cowboy hat, talking about, I'll tell you what. Like, he's not one of you. He's not at all. He's more like John Kerry in the Heinz fortune than he is like them. I mean, that's the irony of it all, right?
They're everything these people claim to hate. Like, they talk about hating like elite people and, you know, people at the top of society. That's what they are. But because that you think that they speak your language, that they're one of you, like, they're not one of you.
No,
they're not one of you.
Tucker Carlson is not your friend. Like, he's not, and he's vaccinated. Like, make no mistake, Tucker Carlson is a very rich, well-to-do white man in America. I'm sure he didn't even have to go to a doctor's office. No, he had like somebody come to his house and had that shit done. Him, his wife, his kids, if they were of age, grandma, grandpa, Swanson, or whatever else, they've all gotten back. Call the family doctor, Tucker. Have them set up an appointment this weekend for us to all get the jab, as the poor say in London. I guarantee you none of those fuckers are walking around at their country clubs unvaccinated. None of them are. None of them are. And anybody who is sitting there on your front porch in West Virginia talking about Tucker Carlson, my guy, unvaccinated, you're a fucking idiot. They got you snowball, baby. They do. Come on.
And it's wild to watch, again, what this whole political ideology has become. Because you had all these people that were, like, strongly pushing, while the Delta variant is raging, strongly pushing all this anti-vax sentiment. Then all of a sudden, I guess the fucking memo goes out to the right wing. That's like, hey, idiots, a lot of our voters are fucking elderly. Cut the shit.
They're fucking dying.
Right. So all of a sudden you get like Mitch McConnell, you get like Kevin McCarthy, and even Sean Hannity coming out on TV being like, take this shit seriously. And then the even funnier part about it is like Sean Hannity comes out on his show being like, take COVID seriously. Don't treat this like it's a game. People are like, man, Sean Hannity sucks, but kudos to Sean Hannity for coming out here and saying this shit. And then Sean Hannity's like, whoa.
No, I'm not a logical guy.
I'm not telling people to go get the vaccine here. Like, settle down. Like, I'm not straying from the party line.
I still want my money. Right. Please send it. Please send my
cash. Like, holy shit. Like you have a moment of fucking clarity and you can't even stick to your guns.
I mean,
on look, that.
I mean, Mitt Romney, right? Yeah. Mitt Romney knew healthcare for this country was the right move. But the second he said it, they were just like, oh, you want to run for president? He was like, yeah, fuck what I said yesterday. Yeah. He asked him. He cannot just admit reality.
There was an exchange on Fox and Friends like a week ago that went semi-viral as well. Fucking Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade, like, arguing about this shit. Like, Steve Ducey's like, no, like get the vaccine, like, it's fine. Kilmeade's like, no! This is bullshit! I'm just like, holy hell. Like,
yeah, because he was basically arguing, it's like, hey, because Steve Ducey goes, yeah, you know, some people are dying from this, and he was like, that's their right to die! And I, like, to me, and of course, I don't expect this from Steve Ducey, but to me, I'd be like, I'd turn right to Brian Kilmeade, I'd be like, aren't you vaccinated? I'd blurt the shit out. But you're vaccinated. He'd be like, yeah. And he would quit that day. He'd quit that day. I guarantee you, he would quit that day. He'd be like, I'm not working with Steve Ducey. Because he'd get called out. See, this is the difference between me and other people. I would just call them out. And they'd be like, that's a HIPAA violation. I'd be like, yeah, word. Take me to court. I'd be like, you told me that you're vaccinated. I'm going to just say the shit on air. Fuck you, dude. Like, you're killing your own people. You're killing your own people. Yeah. And that is my theory as to why these, especially like these Republican governors have come out. Ron DeSantis is like, everybody should take the vaccine. I've always said that. I've always thought it was great. Joe Biden was right. Like, not that he gave Biden any credit, but no, you know, he's like,
obviously not.
Hell no. But he's like, I think this is great and we're making progress and, you know, we just want to make sure everyone is safe. And everyone's like, Ron DeSantis said this? Like, what?
Well, cause again, but again, he'd like to be reelected to governor. And it doesn't help when all of your voters are dying in your state.
Yeah. Look.
Makes it difficult to win.
I gotta tell you, I don't think they're going to be able to put this cap back in the bag or whatever.
Toothpaste back in the tube, genie back in the bottle. Like pick your
pick your colloquialism. put your homeless man back in San Francisco. obnoxious plastic surgery back in Florida. I don't know. Like, whatever it is for those particular states. But I don't think they'll be able to put a lid on this pot. Like, I don't think so because I think the nutcases are already out. Like, they're not – Tucker Carlson sadly could come out. As much as I'd love for him to say he was vaccinated, it would help some people. It wouldn't help a lot.
No,
because they'd be like, they're making them do it. Like the fractured sort of conspiracy mindedness of it all, they will find a way to justify not doing it. They don't want to do it. Right. That's why, like, when I see black folks talking about not taking it, I know that it has nothing to do with the Tuskegee experiments. Because I can guarantee you, if you ask them, they have no idea the details of that. And it's not because I don't think black people are smart or whatever. I just think that these particular black folks, the vast majority of them who aren't taking it, want to be in opposition because they want to be in opposition. That's it. right? I saw some doctor. I don't believe anyone who says anything about what they do in reality on Twitter. I think they're all lying. Oh, I graduated from law school. I'm like, did you? I don't believe you. You're just doing it for likes. I don't know. It's a dopamine response. So I don't believe anybody, but I will take this with a grain of salt. This person said, well, I'm a doctor. This is a black doctor. I went to rural Georgia, or these like rural and like, very black parts of Georgia. And I talked to 5,000 people, 5,000 black people, and they all had legitimate questions, unanswerable questions about the COVID-19 vaccine. One, I know, like, I'm not going to take it like word for word. I don't think it's actually 5,000 questions. Like, I don't need to be a pedantic asshole like that, right? I understand she's just tweeting, but I don't believe you. Like, I don't even believe it was 500 questions that were valid. I don't believe it was 50 questions that were valid. I bet it's not even five, like, to be honest. I bet most of them were, I don't trust this shit, and I ain't going to take it. That's it. Tuskegee. Like, smoke pellet, I'm out.
Also, like, unanswerable questions. Like, perhaps unanswerable by you, not an expert. But
right.
If you were to ask
take
someone
Dr. Fauci with you.
Yeah.
Give him, like, just play the ether beat underneath him and just have him give a speech. Just have him answer questions. Like, I don't think it's unique that, like, black people can't understand this. I just think that, like, black people have a certain experience in this country. And I can understand the leeriness in the beginning. But when I start to see, like, mad white people doing it, and I'm like, okay. Like, I can understand the leery, you know, like old black people are like leery of like white people's bullshit. I understand. Like, I get that. But
not only that, but like, again, there's proof that the vaccines are working because as soon as they became more widespread, like the number of cases went down significantly. The number of hospitalizations went down significantly. The number of deaths went down significantly. Like things backed off.
But the thing is, when you are in a mindset, and, you know, allow me to be in the mindset of people who are willfully ignorant, right? We talked about that. Or crazy, right? That's not all of these people, but it's somewhere between willfully ignorant and crazy. Like, it just is. Mm-hmm. But I think most of it is willful ignorance. If you are saying that I don't want to take this vaccine because, like, there might be something in it, 5G microphones or whatever wackadoodle bullshit that you're saying, yes, you're saying those numbers have gone down, Brad. The newspapers, in quotes, have said that the numbers have gone down. Reporters have said, like, if you just put quotes around everything, it's invalid, right? Like, it doesn't mean anything. Where is that information coming from? I don't know anybody personally who's not, you know, has experienced these things that you're saying. So that's how they operate, right? Everything is anecdotal evidence, which is why you see stories now of, like, I saw some white family was like, they were the family of this 38-year-old woman. She's a mom. She's 38 years old. She's like, they had a picture of her. She's in a fucking hospital bed, fucking intubated and all this fucking shit on her and everything else. She's dying. Like, she's barely alive, right? Maybe she'll make it out. I don't know. I have no fucking clue if she'll make it out. I hope she does, right? You're 38 years old. You're so super young. You got kids. Like, come on. I don't hope death for anybody. Rephrase that.
For normies.
I can think of a couple of people. I'm like, I don't know.
Wait, are we past the paywall yet? Fuck, we're not quite.
We're a minute and a half. hold. Like, immediately 1 hour. And let me give you my list. So, like, I don't want that woman to die, even though she's not vaccinated. Like, I just don't. All her family is like, they're like, so are you guys, you know, what are your feelings on? Are you going to get vaccinated? They're like, hell yeah, we're getting vaccinated. This shit's crazy. They're getting vaccinated now because somebody they know is suffering from this.
But it's a shame that it has to take that happening.
But that is a super Republican fucking mindset. And it's not just Republicans, but from a political standpoint, that is a constant with them. And it is a lack of systemic thinking.
The problem is that this mentality of just asking questions has morphed into just asking a question is now proof of, you know, opposing facts, essentially, which is not the case. Like, it's fine to ask questions, but if you don't have a definitive answer to the question that you're just asking, then it's not proof of something else. Like, it's just a dumb thought that popped in your head. Like,
right.
And stop treating it like it's anything more than that.
Right. I have a question.
yeah, that question doesn't really make any sense. Aha! Or does it? Like, no, it doesn't. Like, that's crazy. Well, the textbook example of that is I'm in a coronavirus subreddit that I read, and it's just like news about coronavirus, like worldwide and some domestic stuff. And they were basically talking about how this one person was giving an example, like their mom was allergic to something that's in the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine, right? Because they're very similar, obviously. And so when the vaccines became available and it's like, it's got fucking, I don't know, like whatever particular thing they use in 5G antennas, right? That they put in the vaccine, obviously. she's allergic to. She's allergic to four of the 5Gs. And she looked it up, right? Like, she's like, I could die if I have whatever this particular thing is put in my body. And so this was a question that she had. She did a search. Here are all the ingredients, because it is publicly, you can publicly read these things. It's not a hidden secret. It's not an industry secret. Mm-hmm. Here are the things that are in it. And she's like, oh shit, there's the thing that I'm allergic to. It's in both Pfizer and Moderna. Guess what? It wasn't in the Johnson & Johnson one, because it's very different in how they devise it, which is why it's a one shot. Guess what she did? She just took the Johnson & Johnson one. She's fine. Like, that is that's like one of those 5,000 questions that I feel like, is it unanswerable because you haven't looked for an answer? People go, well, I don't know what's in it. Did you Google it? Like, well, no. Well, then it is unanswerable for you because you're not looking. Like, you can't just ask a question and refuse to follow up to find the information. This information is out there. If you're allergic to something, like my wife is allergic to like penicillin, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when, like, these are things like, hey, you're going to take this medication. Does it have any, like, whatever the particular, like, you know, mold that penicillin comes from? Is that in it? No. All right. Then we're good. Like, yeah, you just look it up. You just ask. Ask a doctor or something. So
yeah, just asking questions becomes the question just lingers out there, and you don't actually bother to get the question answered.
Right. That doesn't make you smart. Yeah. I'm just asking questions. Hey, Steve Ducey, shut up. Just Google it. Like, it's not hard. But that woman found the answers at home. She didn't have to go to a doctor. She didn't have to call Dr. Fauci at home. Like, she just Googled
And what's funny is that scientists also just ask questions a lot. And then they try to find the answer to said questions. Yeah, it's weird how that works.
Yeah, it's the scientific method. But I want to give one quote before we move on, in reference to this sort of rich guys getting vaccinated, these powerful rich people getting vaccinated, and convincing poor people to question whether or not they should get vaccinated. Because Tucker Carlson's very smart, right? Like, he's not saying – I'm not saying you shouldn't get the vaccine. I'm saying – maybe we question it to the point that you should be scared about getting it, right? Like, he does the just asking questions, which is a very famous Fox method of destroying any credibility to something they don't understand, and then using it as a protection motive when people come to sue you. They go, well, we were just asking questions. We never said that the vaccine is wrong. We're just saying that if you take it, then you don't know 100% about everything. Thus, you're probably going to die. That's all. There's no big deal. So here's a quote. Let me know if you've heard this one before, Brad, and see if we can apply this. If you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on and he'll empty his pockets for you. What is Fox News? What is Donald Trump and all those guys doing? They are not even Donald Trump. He's not even pushing this, like you said. But all of the, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever, they are convincing unvaccinated Republicans that they're better than people who are vaccinated, because they're asking all these questions and everything else. And guess what? Their family members are dying. They're losing their family because their family is like, get the fuck away from me. They're doing all that. They are literally opening their pockets to let you grift them out of money because you convince them that they're right and the other people are wrong.
Well, like you said, that quote is prevalent because Fox really is just a one trick pony. Like, it's literally just always about finding the other and convincing someone that the other is dangerous and you are somehow above the other so that you should look down on it. It's the same thing that they do with immigration. It's the same thing that they do with healthcare. It's the same thing with anything.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wonder if they have that, just a picture of LBJ and that quote in their office, and it's like, see what he said?
do that shit. Like, this is a roadmap for us. This is not a bad thing. And it is. It's a one-trick pony. And it works, man. It works. Yep. What do they say? Trump's organizations, like his super PAC or whatever, for, you know, Stop the Steal, Save America type of bullshit, grifted $78 million in the first 6 months of this year. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Let's talk about, you know, speaking of dullards, I wrote cutesy Arizona moron's play is blowing up in her face. Kristen Sinema, Andy's favorite person, decided, you know, hey, I'm going to run till the wheels fall off. I'm going to run this whole idea of not doing shit and, fucking up democracy alongside Joe Manchin. But the problem is she doesn't live where Joe Manchin lives. No. She lives in Arizona, which is becoming bluer by the day.
We've been pointing this out for literally months at this point.
Look, Brad, allow me, Brad, to bequeath it to you.
Yeah.
Here is a huge dude I told you. I'm giving it to you to give to the people.
Kirsten Sinema, dude, we told you.
Of course. Like, 2/3 of Democratic primary voters in Arizona say they would support a primary challenge to Kirsten Sinema if she continues to oppose the filibuster reform in the Senate. Two thirds? You're in a world of trouble, sweetheart. God damn. Only 22% of Arizona Democratic primary voters said they would support Sinema's reelection in 2024 if she maintains her hardline stance on the filibuster. Dude, 22%? You are in a world of trouble. And there's no way that's really 22%. It's no way it is. People, they probably were like, hey, do you support Kristen Sinema? And they were like, I don't know. Like, yeah, sure. Like, because a lot of people don't know that she's specifically one of two people fucking up the filibuster reform. Most people don't know what the filibuster is. So I highly doubt that 22% is the real floor on that. I bet it's not.
And again, I made the point on Discord, like, when she reaches out her hand for Joe Manchin to save her, Joe Manchin's going to give her a high five and watch her fucking drown.
Like, hey, I'm in West Virginia. Good luck.
I mean, for fuck's sake, even if Joe Manchin does help her, like, do you think fucking Joe Manchin being in Arizona is going to help you? Like, no.
No, that's worse. People are like, I know him. Fuck that guy. Right. Like, the worst thing she could do is have him no Democrats coming to help you, yo. No, no Democrats coming to help you. Your best move.
She's like, Mark Kelly, like, help me. Like, we're bros now. He's like, I'm going to see how this plays out. Like, you do you.
Yo, Mark Kelly, it's not in this article, I don't think. But like, oh, wait, hold on. 50% of the respondents said they approve of Kelly's job performance.
Yeah.
While just as many said they approve of Biden's. Mark Kelly's good. Like, he's fine. He's got no issues. 44% gave Sinema's performance a thumbs up. That's 44% right now, right? So she's underwater, which is a problem for any politician seeking re-election. But the problem is, if 2/3 of voters are willing to primary challenge you, not that they're like, yeah, I think you're doing okay, but I'm willing to turf your ass out of here the first chance I get, you're in a world of trouble. I bet those numbers aren't 2/3 for Kelly. Get out of here. No way they
Yeah,
are.
Yeah, you know when they did this poll, do you know, and the poll talking about, like, general approval was bipartisan. It wasn't just Democratic voters, whereas the 22% is
all Democrats.
Specifically Democrats.
Right. That's an important distinction. Yeah.
Where you know the group, Jay, that Kirsten Sinema polled better than Biden and Mark Kelly on? Do you know the subsect of people that approved of her job performance more than Biden or Mark Kelly?
I bet I can take a guess. Go ahead.
Go for it.
And the Republicans, of course. Oh,
shocking. Yeah, I know.
She's doing great. Thumbs up to you.
So you'd vote for, right? Like, no. Like,
no, never. She's bisexual. That's
yeah. Like when the people that are proving of your job performance are the ones that are not going to vote to put you back in to fucking Congress, right, assuming you get to make it there again. Like, that's not where you want to be.
No, no.
Good luck. Good luck.
I find it funny. I just find that shit hilarious. Like, look, I want her turfed out. I had a great hope that we would have a openly bisexual woman in Arizona who was super liberal and was like kicking ass and taking names. What we got was a fucking clown.
Yeah. You know who'd vote to primary challenge, who would elect to primary challenge Kyrsten Sinema? Kyrsten Sinema from 10 years ago would elect the primary challenge.
Absolutely. Like she's supposed, you're supposed to be a representative of the liberal LGBTQ community on the senatorial level. And instead you get there and you do nothing. You're not doing nothing. You're just laying on the middle of the train tracks as a giant blockade to progress. So no. And hopefully, the 2/3 of Democratic primary voters in Arizona are driving that train and they will just drive right over you because you deserve to get turfed out. You do. And you know, you made this point a couple of weeks ago. We should have expected this. She's in the Green Party. Of course. They're useless. They're fucking useless. They are fucking useless. They don't do anything.
The libertarians of the left.
They are. I've got a lot of things to say. Cool. What do you have to say? Well, I need a full loaf of bread. We don't even have bread here. Like, and you're just screaming.
We've got a lot of big ideas. Do you have plans to implement them? No. Just big ideas. Just huge ideas.
Huge. Giant ideas. But yeah. But nothing else coming after it.
Yeah.
And that's, that to me is the problem. It's look, I think by next week. Yeah. I think it's by next week's episode. We'll have the results of the Nina Turner, Ohio 11th race. Oh, that's going to be funny.
Oh, that primary is happening like now.
I think it's like within a few days. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a special. Yeah. Because it was to replace, Martha Fudges.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. Ohio 11th special election date. When is that? Yeah, I want to say it's pretty soon. August 3rd.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a primary. And then the general is November 2nd. Yeah, good luck. It's not looking good for old Nina Turner, but good luck. The black clergy in Ohio was like, fuck Nina Turner. So, oops. Maybe voting for Nina Turner is like eating a bowl of shit, right? That's what she said about Joe Biden.
It is what she said about Joe Biden.
Gee, maybe. I can't imagine why Democrats don't fuck with you.
I can't imagine. Maybe don't be surprised when things you've said in the past come up to bite you in the ass. I don't know. Like, it's
Number one reason why I'll never run for office. This is way too much free information.
Well, no, you might run for office, but like when someone calls you, like, hey, you said this like 2 years ago, you're like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's
like,
fair.
I get it.
I didn't say that. Yeah, I did. I did say I wish Donald Trump would die at 1 hour and 13 minutes. I did.
Like, did you pay $5 to hear that? Like, I did. Like, well, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. I did say it then.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Right. Okay, I'm trying to get in on the grift too. Get out of here. I need my $78 million for stopping the steal, in quotes. Yeah, so this is blowing up in Kyrsten Sinema's face. That's great. That's great. 2/3 is too low. As far as I'm concerned, it's too low. No, she needs to get turfed out. Like, done. Let's talk about rich men and expensive dicks going to space, Brad. God. All right.
Expensive dicks go to space, and a rocket went too.
It turns out. Alongside of it. How did they get there? How do you feel about Bezos, Branson, and Musk all getting into the upper atmosphere? As a card carrying lib, how upset are you about this?
So here's the thing. So I'm not upset with rich people privately funding space exploration because A, our government doesn't seem to want to do it as well as many other governments around the world. B, they have more money than you can imagine what to do with. So you can walk and chew gum at the same time. Like you can still fund space exploration and pay your taxes. Like, you can do both things and you'll still have more money than I'll ever see in my entire fucking life.
And everyone probably related to you ever.
Yeah, and everyone related to me ever as well. What I'm not here for is the masturbatory part of it.
Yes.
Of needing to be,
I agree,
like the dude that's in the rocket ship as well, just to be able to say that you did it. Because that's really the only reason why Branson and Jeff Bezos and I would imagine that Elon Musk eventually will join this club as well, wanted to take their 11-second fucking space flights is just to be able to say that they did, just to be able to be like, look, I did this.
Right. Look, I agree. Awesome. But at the same time, yeah, if I had $200 billion, I'm going to space. Fuck y'all. Yeah. Like, I am. No, like, people are like, oh, I wouldn't. Like, I understand people are like, look, space is fucking dangerous and it's scary. So fuck that. I understand that perspective. Space is incredibly dangerous. Just as a movie recommendation, you should watch the movie called The First Man. It is about Armstrong making it to the moon and like him going through the program, but it's all shot like a fucking horror movie. It's terrifying. It's a terrifying movie. It's excellent, but it's fucking terrifying. It's Ryan Gosling as Armstrong. It's great, but like the first trailer, it's like, oh God, they're going to die. All of them are going to die. And you know, a lot of people did die. But that's how space should be shown in movies, as far as I'm concerned. It's terrifying. But I don't have a problem with them going to space. I think this, to me, was an exercise in absolute wasted time and breath by the left. I think it was. Like, there should only be one argument. Why aren't these pricks paying their taxes?
Yeah.
That should be the only argument. They're going to space. I can't believe. Why? Why? Like, pay your taxes. Again, if Jeff Bezos paid his taxes, I think he would owe like $1 billion. Mm-hmm. He still got $199 billion, guys. Who gives a shit? Oh, right. He's running an oppressive, shitty company.
An extra $3 billion between now and next year.
Right. Who gives a fuck?
When it's time to pay your billion again, or sorry, your billion three, maybe.
Right. Like, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Yo, his wife could afford to send me to space, right? And she'd still have a ton of money. So she should do that. But as a fuck you to Jeff Bezos, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, I'm just, you know, like a black kid from Baltimore. I'd like to go to space. But my whole thing is, I think it's a waste of energy, right? To be like really upset that Jeff Bezos went to space. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Concentrate on the thing that matters, which is he should be taxed, like properly taxed. And like, and I don't mean like, oh, he should pay us like 40%. I'm talking about like Elizabeth Warren, like we going after these motherfuckers' taxes, right? Like her thing is he would have paid $1 billion in taxes, right? Like that makes sense to me. And like, dude, you have all the money in the world. Just pay your taxes. It's so stupid.
Right. Here's the other funny thing too. Like Jeff Bezos fucked himself. Like he did the go to space thing. He did the worst parts of going to space without all the cool parts of going to space. Like he did the launch. And he did the return, but he didn't get to like hang out in zero G. He didn't get to like fuck around on the spaceship for a while. Like he didn't get to do any of that.
That's the stuff I'd want to do, right?
Yeah, like he did the parts you have to suffer through to get to the cool shit.
Right. Like for 11 seconds? You can get in an airplane. They do that shit for like Mission Impossible movies.
They do the
zero G thing.
No, well, yeah, like in France, they do like the parabolic flights that like simulate zero G for 18 seconds. Like it's long. Like I literally have a watch that times this stuff. It's a lot.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you should totally subscribe to the shows. Premium. No, but like, yeah, that would be awesome. Just do that. Just do that. I agree. Like I would have waited, send a couple of astronauts or whatever. I would have waited. And then they're like, hey, we've like totally perfected all of this. You can just like go into space for like,
yeah, you can just go
a week.
Like you can like go and do your thing.
That would be awesome. Like that's worth the money. But Bezos was smart. He did bring that woman who was an astronaut who they canceled her space flight because sexism. And he was like, he had her right up next to him. He was like, huh? Progress for women? What do you think? And it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at that. Like that's a scumbag move. I'd have done that. Like I would have done that. Like, see, what, are you mad at that woman? We're going to space? Huh? You sexist pig. By the way,
We're going to launch the dick rocket next. So no, I think it was a waste of time from the left's perspective to be mad at that, right? It's his money. Who gives a shit, right? Oh, you know, he's going to space. Who cares? Space exploration and bringing it one step closer to, and I put this in a huge set of quotes, normal people being able to go to space is a big deal. That's a big deal, right? Like, it's not like – this isn't Greyhound buses, right? Like, this is clearly going to be something for very rich people to do. But that's – look, the more and more that happens, the cheaper and cheaper it gets, right? Like, taking a flight around the country was not accessible to regular people for a very long time until it was, right? You rich people got to do this shit, figure out how to make it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and then, like, then, you know, eventually I'll go, and then, you know, two or three decades later, regular poor people will go, right? So, like, that's what we're banking on. Let people like me go first. I just imagine people listening to this like, wow, Jay is really rich. I'm really not. This is a really, it's just a joke. I swear to God. Or is it?
Joke.
But in quotes. So, like, I don't have a problem with, you know, non-governmental space exploration. That's a good thing. But I do think people are just so hard focused on rich people and being anti-rich people that they lose track of what the argument is. Like, we should be concentrating on, like, Amazon workers not being treated like garbage, right? Like, that matters. Like, whether or not that should allow to be the insane monopoly it is in a lot of industries, right? Like, those are the arguments I want to hear. Like, Warren was making those kind of arguments. And, like, that to me is a valid argument. Whether or not they should go to space, who gives a shit? Who cares? You're focusing on something. So they want you to concentrate on that so you don't concentrate on unionizing.
That's why part of why it fucking happened. Like Bezos, I'm sure likes to flaunt the fact that he's going to space, but he'd also like to see his name in articles that aren't related to, you know, poor treatment of workers at Amazon and things of that nature.
That's right. Don't concentrate so much on the dick rocket. Like, that's less of an issue. The issue is whether or not these guys are paying their full taxes. They aren't. Whether or not they are monopolizing certain industries, they are. I mean, Bezos specifically, right? Musk, he's not. He's just a dickhead, right? Like, like, people hating Elon Musk is mostly like, that guy just seems like a dick.
And Branson's just a caricature of a rich person, honestly, at this point.
Right. Like, I don't understand. I honestly, like, I don't – and maybe I'm just not educated enough on Richard Branson. I don't understand why people have much of an issue with Richard Branson besides, like, that guy seems like kind of a douche. he seems like kind of a – like you said, like a caricature of a rich person. Like, okay. Like, he ran Virgin Atlantic. Look, I've flown Virgin, Airlines. It's pretty nice. I don't know that he's done anything really oppressive. Jeff Bezos, on the other hand, is an insane rich person for just destroying small businesses. Like, that is a valid – like, there are valid reasons to hate Jeff Bezos. Though I can't disagree with overnight shipping. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing I need people to admit. You got to admit, like, if you're still using Amazon, you're part of the problem. And I'm part of the problem. Sorry. There's certain shit I can't get quick
enough. I mean, we are part of the problem. We fucking tell you listeners to buy shit on Amazon every goddamn week.
I don't tell them that, Brad, because I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I let Micah do that read.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he does it on Dead Pixels too. So it's Micah who's the asshole here.
We've tried. Another unvaccinated person. We've tried to stop him, but he refuses.
He's out of control.
He's like, I love Jeff Bezos. He's my favorite person. It's really weird. When he talks about having white friends, he's speaking specifically about Jeff Bezos. I get it, but I think it's a waste of time. I think there are far, far better things to concentrate about those guys and Jeff Bezos specifically, that are arguments like, that's one of those arguments where people on the right go, see, the left complains about everything, right? Like, you complain to this rich guy's going to space? And I'm sure people on the right are like, yeah, I'd go to space. Like, what the fuck? If I had that kind of money? But it's an honest opinion. Like, yeah, if I was super rich, I would do those things too. But I stand by, me myself personally, I stand by the point that if I had $200 billion,
people wouldn't hate me because I would use that money to buy off politicians to do liberal things, and I would go to space, which is why I will never understand why these guys don't do that. I never understand it.
As I've told you before, Jay, nobody got rich by spending money.
That is true.
So that is true. like rich people are the fucking tightest people you will ever fucking meet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but like, if you just like, okay, I don't expect Jeff Bezos, like, let's say the world was like, we lived in the upside down, right? And like these rich people were like, yeah, let's buy all these like poor people's favor by like doing these liberal things that would like help their lives, right? I don't expect him to back unions because that would like cut his bottom line, right? Like he could do a bunch of other things and still be pretty anti-union that would help people. Hey, why don't you back Medicare for all, right? Like then you'd be fine. Now, of course, once people are like, oh, I'm healthy, huh, my legs work, why am I allowing you to make me work these shitty hours? Right? But he could do things that would actually help.
Right.
But he doesn't. Right? And like, I never understand, like, if the economy was in the toilet under Trump and it, and like, you know, you had like all this like manic behavior that wasn't good for the stock market, why don't rich people just, why don't you just help back Democrats and let them beat Republicans into the fucking dirt? Like, I don't understand why you're letting in these chaos agents, right? I guess maybe they figure if they let in enough chaos agents, shit just doesn't get done. But, you know, so it's kind of stays the status quo. But to me, I'd be like, look, folks want to, you know, gay marriage? Cool. Just back a bunch of people who make sure it gets done. Right. And a lot of tech giants did do that. Like, you know, Tim Apple did.
This is also coming from the perspective of someone whose business is not potentially hampered by, you know, regulatory things that Democrats would pass, which is ultimately at the end of the day what they want to stop from happening.
Yeah,
to keep
that's
them
true.
Rich and to keep their friends rich as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know, man. I would just if I suddenly had $200 billion, dear God. If I did, like today, that would be my number one goal. That'd be my number one goal. I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Hey, Kristen Sinema, how much are they paying you to sit on your duff? Here's $10 million. It was $10 million. You go, you kill the filibuster tomorrow. $10 million. You use it for whatever the fuck you want. But when I call you, get your cutesy ass over here and you do what I said. Joe Manchin, how much are they paying you? $1 million? Here's $10 million. What's $10 million, dude? I got $200 billion. What is that? It's nothing. Get those things done and be done with this shit. Go down as a fucking hero. I'll make sure they erect a statue somewhere in West Virginia. Cannot guarantee the location, but I will guarantee you they will erect a statue to you if you
get
this done.
What's your biggest city in West Virginia? Oh, you don't have one. Okay.
how about I buy that city and rename it?
Just put it in the middle of this field then. That's fine.
I'll just buy the city and then we'll rename it Mansionville. Who cares? Who gives a shit, right? Like, that's what I would do. Like, buy off those politicians. Like, those house members in, like, You know, like wherever the fuck the ground up Punxsutawney Phil is from, right? Like, buy those politicians for a nickel and a half and be like, look, this is what you're going to do. You're going to help these people. I don't want to do that. Here's a shiny gold nickel. And they'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. Right? A shiny gold coin. And then, you know, and then that's what you do. Just buy them up. Buy them up. Like, the Koch brothers do this. I don't understand. There are rich liberals, right? Like George Soros, you know, Republicans are like, he's doing everything. But for real, do that. Like, I would. Lean into that conspiracy shit. Fuck them. You're a billionaire, dude. You want to even the playing field? Stop playing nice.
Not to be pedantic, by the way, you just say Koch brothers. It's Koch brother.
Just, oh, yes, that's right.
Just a reminder. So there's only one.
Yeah. Now. Good. Good. Oh, my brother died. Good. Who gives a shit? I'm sad about it. Next up, Pelosi flat out rejects some GOPers from being on the January 6th commission. I love this.
I mean, I feel like that this was somewhat orchestrated by Kevin McCarthy choosing
100%.
Jim Jordan. Yeah, like knowing that, well, I guess forcing Pelosi to did what she said she would do. Right. So they would have the, use that as the pretense for what they wanted to actually do.
Yo, they're going to start their own commission.
This is great.
I can't wait.
The low-hanging fruit was there online, but it's the most apt thing. Like the title of the Republican January 6th commission report is going to be called "If We Did It: A Look Back at January 6th."
Are they going to bring O.J. Simpson up as a fucking?
They really should.
Oh, kicking the glove on. Oh, it doesn't fit.
It's like fucking Trump. Like, I'm not into coups, but if I was,
I wouldn't use you to do it.
Wait, what? You don't say that. Just saying the quiet part loud.
So Kevin McCarthy decided to pull all five of his GOP members from the January 6th commission. After Pelosi, she turfed out Jim Jordan and I forget who the other person was.
I think it was
Jim Banks.
Jim Banks, yeah.
Right. I don't know much about Jim Banks, but I do know about Jim Jordan. And look, the reality is
you could have turfed out Jim Jordan just by requiring suit jackets to be worn.
Yeah, during a fancy restaurant
during business hours.
He's like, damn it. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
They got me over a barrel.
Look, you have to wear deodorant. You can't sweat profusely while we're in session. Well, fuck this.
These requirements are too much. Pelosi!
You have to get a real haircut.
That guy. What the fuck is his problem? You can't look the other way on sexual abuse of money. Jim Jordan's like, well, I'm out. Sorry, that's kind of what I do. I think you're right. I think Kevin McCarthy was always going to do this. Yeah. And then he's pretending like, oh, this is unprecedented, and this has never happened. Spoiler alert, buddy. The minority party in the House starting their own investigation. Where's that money coming from? That's also unprecedented because Pelosi can just be like, are these the purse strings? Zip close. Go fuck yourself. Go do that shit on your dime.
Yep. They got enough super PACs that can afford to find.
That's fine. Sure. That's fine. Yeah. They don't have subpoena power. Like you do whatever you want.
Shockingly, the super PACs also might just write the findings.
Why don't you just let Alec do it? They write all your other legislation, you fucking pricks. Look, Pelosi, I think, is making the right move. You don't allow Jim Jordan or Jim Banks or any of these other
you don't let the fucking guy that started the fire to be on the investigative team or how the fire started.
You're like, hold on a second.
That's insane.
I don't know. Maybe it started by itself. Like, you're holding matches, Jim. Oh, these are different. But they would make a mockery of it. Right. They would make a mockery.
Who would know better how this guy died than me, the guy that shot him?
You didn't record that, did you? Shit. So it's the Eric Andre meme, right? Like, just shooting. They're like, why did Pelosi make me do that? It's just this idea of giving sort of the political arm of these insurgents a voice. And they shouldn't have a voice.
What's funny, too, is that despite Jim Jordan pulling these five – or Jim Jordan, despite Kevin McCarthy pulling these five Republicans off the commission, it's still going to be a bipartisan commission because Liz Cheney is going to be there. And now the talk is that they're going to get Pelosi's going to have Adam Kinzinger also on the commission as well. One of the other few like sane actual Republicans in federal politics right now.
I will never understand living – the lie so much that you are okay to deny that they tried to fucking kill your vice president.
Yes.
Yeah, that's insane. Even Mike Pence's brother is like, nah, that's cool. Just kill that guy. that's your brother. He's like, yeah, I know, but he wasn't fucking with Trump. So fuck that guy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a cult. this is a serious cult.
It literally is.
It's a cult.
It literally is a cult.
So I'm very interested to see what this commission, the Pelosi-run select committee, actually does. I mean, we should have all seen this coming when Republicans in mass were like no to the senatorial investigation. So Pelosi's got to do it. But of course, right-wingers will all say, oh, this is this is all slanted and everything else. Then why didn't you just put a bunch of normies on there? I don't know that any of them exist, to be honest. Since you keep saying that it was Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff, which is weird because it's a lot of there was a lot of white people at this storming the Capitol for them to be secret Black Lives Matter people, but whatever.
Yes.
But if they're all Antifa, then why wouldn't you want to find out? Why wouldn't you want to find out?
Because we're looking forward, Jay. Not backward.
Yeah. All right. Yo, I again.
By the way, for those, because again, I've been tired of hearing that phrase in the wake of a lot of this stuff. Yep. For those that did not realize, like we named the podcast ironically. Well, just an FYI.
Yeah. We're looking forward. Always forward. Always forward. Yeah, it's like just this idea that you will not even go after the people who tried to kill you. Like, I don't know. Do they realize that those guys, besides like the big names, they would have just murdered all of them, right? Like,
yeah.
Nobody, who the fuck knows what Jim Banks looks like? Yeah, this guy's probably a
Democrat. They wouldn't have cared. They would have given a shit.
Yeah, they would have killed him. Unless you had on a MAGA 2020 hat on at the time they burst through that door, you were getting murdered, yo. You were getting murdered. Yeah. All of them were getting murdered. Because what they don't care about Congress. They care about Trump.
Yeah. And I think we said this when it happened. Like, if something had happened, like the fact that something didn't happen to anyone, congressperson wise, is a fucking miracle. But even if something had happened, even to someone on the right, like if something serious had happened, like if Mitt Romney had gotten fucking injured or killed when he turned down the wrong hallway or whatever,
right?
This is still the stance they would have taken.
100%.
Like it would not have changed a thing.
Yeah. Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But again, it's a cult. I don't know what else you call it. When the brother of the former vice president still won't stand against this shit. It's a cult. Like that's, yo, it's your brother, yo. It's your brother. Like, do they not fuck with each other like that? Like, good. I support him. Like, I was the one who helped build the gallows. Like, really? That was you? God damn. Well, fuck you when I see you at Thanksgiving, dude. God damn.
What must that fucking be like, man? When those two dudes are going to hang out on Thanksgiving this year, that's got to be at least a little awkward, right?
Yo.
That's got to be at least a little fucking tension in the room.
Like, dude, what the fuck, bro? Sorry, man. Like, fuck you. Like, I support Mike Pence. Mike Pence should beat Greg Pence's ass at Thanksgiving.
Here's the worst part. What if Mike Pence is on that side, man? I don't see Mike Pence out here being like, no, we need a commission for this shit. Like, Mike Pence is oddly silent about the whole thing.
How?
Despite the fact that they wanted to murder you. Doing your job.
What?
For doing what you're supposed to do.
Is there a level of cuckitude higher than supporting a guy who wanted you murdered? I'm not sure there is.
I would, like I said, I'm not saying that 100% Mike Pence is down with the shit. I'm just saying it's a non-0% chance.
That
Mike Pence is down with all this.
Nah, hold on. We gotta find out. I need a quote from Pence. Like, I'm gonna look up Mike Pence on the January 6th commission. Where is Mike Pence on this? Pence says he may never see eye to eye with Trump over it. Really? Really? Like, dude, now's the time. Like, fuck that guy. I'd be like, yeah, I almost died, dude. My family, because his family was there too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't got no level of like you're a, you don't have any sense as a husband, as a father, to be like politics aside, dude, if somebody tried to kill me and my family over politics and my former boss is like, nah, they were loving people. Yo, get a microphone in front of me. Like you couldn't get one away from me like as hard as you tried. I'd be like, get me on fucking CNN right now. I'd be like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy forever. Like, say that shit, dude.
Well, I don't think we'll ever see eye to eye on Infrastructure Week.
Like, come on, man. You are not a man, you know? Like, and I don't mean that like a manly tough guy. No, you're just like not a man. I don't know what you're a jellyfish, I guess. Like, that's crazy to me. No, yo. No, I would go down to Mar-a-Lago under the pretense I wanted to like hang out with Donald Trump, and I would fight him. Like, I would fight him.
As of 4 weeks ago, he's still like praising Donald Trump. Like, he's still doing the plaudits. He's still doing all that.
Nah, yeah. So. Nah, me and Donald Trump would have to physically have a fist
fight. He's still fucking towing the GOP line. He's talking about critical race theory. He's talking about patriotic education. Like, yeah.
Patriotic education, just like the Nazis taught.
Yep.
You're insane. All right.
They are insane.
Yo, no, we would have to fight. Yo, we would have to fight. I'd be like, yo, they trying to kill my family. And he'd be like, well, Mike, if you had done what I told you to do, then we wouldn't be having it. And I'd be like, nah, yo.
Yeah, he won't. He won't really talk about it.
No. No.
Yeah, no. He won't really talk about it.
No. So. No. Look, I know me. We would have to have a physical fight. Like, I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine still sucking Trump's dick after that. Yo, your wife and your kids could have never seen you again. Or worse, they could have killed all of you. And you're still like, well, you know, I don't know. We don't see the eye to eye. It's not a policy issue. It's your life. Come on, man. You know, again, don't ever talk to me about Democrats just toeing the party line. Nah, yo, that is the ultimate insanity to me.
Yeah. Like, that's like, crazy. Like the quote that you said, here's the full quote. Here's the extent to what Mike Pence has said about January 6th. And this is him referring to Trump. I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day, but I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years.
Yeah, like it was just a bump in the road.
Like he literally pivoted off of it. Like again, they were literally like, we're trying to kill you. And he's like, I don't really want to talk about it. Let's focus on the good.
Let's focus on government mandated love America education. Like, let's focus on that. That feels good to me. Also, I think Mulan is a horrible Disney movie because women in the military. Let's focus on stupid shit like that. All right. Last story, Brad. I titled this, you are protesting mad loud, son. So remember when that one Catholic Monsignor was like, Joe Biden shouldn't get communion? Remember that? Remember that was a whole push? Because, you know, Joe Biden is Catholic as a motherfucker, but, you know, Joe Biden himself personally is not pro-choice, like in his personal life, but does not dictate that other people should share that view. He is a man of government, and the government says that.
Yes, he is pro-choice politically.
Yes. By the way, I don't think enough people get credit for this, right? Because I remember people hated Tim Kaine for that stance. I think that's the most reasonable stance in the world, right? Like,
yeah.
And not that everyone should be pro-life and have this pro-choice political stance. What I mean is, if you are pro-life and you are still pro-choice politically, that should get a lot of credit, because what you're saying is, it's not my job to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
What does the law say? That I'm a representative of the law. What does the law say? The law says X. I believe Y. Doesn't matter what I believe. Not trying to have a theocracy here. You do what the law says. Yeah, I think people should get more credit for that. Like, I feel like people blow that off. That's not a small deal. That's a big deal, because 99% of people go, what I believe should be the law, right? And whether it agrees with the law or not, it's easy to be pro-choice in that regard because that is what the law says. But 100% of Republicans think the law should be changed because they believe something different.
Correct.
Right. So no, I actually appreciate that about Biden a lot. So the guy was like, look, that guy shouldn't get communion because fuck him. Well, it turns out.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. His name was Monsignor Jeffrey Burrell.
Turns out that dude has had his cell phone data links to trying to get some dick on Grindr. This dude was out there.
Okay, well, on the plus side, it's not what I originally thought it was going to be when you first started. Oh, wait,
like he paid for an abortion?
Yeah. No. I thought he was going to be a kiddie diddler because, you know, Catholic priests.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the go to.
It's a slam dunk.
Right. Yeah.
It's a slam dunk.
I mean, give it a day. Who knows, right? But yeah, this dude, cell phone records show that this dude has been like trying to get some gay sex on Grindr, the Grindr app, for quite some time. And it turns out, he's a bit of a hypocrite. A mobile device.
Whoa. You're telling me.
Hard to believe.
That a devout Catholic might be hypocritical about a few things. I'm shocked.
I know.
I cannot believe it.
I think it's hilarious. Like, you're judging that guy for, you know, standing up and doing what he feels is right from a political standpoint, even though he is not committing this act that, you know, Catholics find abhorrent, whatever. Like, I don't find it abhorrent. I think it's a perfectly fine thing to do. But Catholics do find it abhorrent. So that's their religion, whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm not Catholic. But you're judging that guy. Meanwhile, the Bible's like, hey, don't make sure you don't, you know, lay down with another dude or whatever. The silliness. But this guy's like, I can't wait to get into a new city and get my fucking Grindr on. He takes a fucking thing off his collar and he's like, all right, let's rock and roll. Where are the hot studs in my area? Yeah, look, here's the thing, man. Stop protesting so loudly about being so fucking pure and people will not go after you. Because that's how they find out this shit. You're like, oh, this guy's real loud. Let's look at
him. How have more people not, like, how many times do you have to see shit like this boomerang on prominent people before people realize maybe I shouldn't open my fucking
mouth? Just shut up.
Nobody would have cared.
Like, if you had just been out there getting your grind on, I assume that's what they say, grind on, and you never mentioned Joe Biden, no one would have looked into you, dude. But you can't help yourself because you like to project yourself as being this moral, perfect person in the eyes of Catholicism. And it turns out 100% of the time that is not true. I love it.
So he resigned.
Yeah.
The Monsignor.
Oops. It's true. After cell phone data revealed that he uses the gay dating app Grindr and regularly visiting gay bars. Wow, this dude isn't just doing it on the internet. He's also doing it IRL. he's going to Grindr IRL. Amazing. And again, there's nothing wrong with this dude being gay. There's nothing wrong with it. But that's in the eyes of a person outside of...
According to him, there is.
Right. Why don't you just be a gay man, dude? And just shut the fuck up about this guy doing what he's doing. When you're doing something... I mean, according to the Catholic Church, is reprehensible, unforgivable. But, you know, I find it funny. I absolutely find it funny. Good. I'm glad this guy is out of there. That's great. He says he resigned due to impending media reports alleging possible improper behavior. He wouldn't have resigned if it wasn't true.
I guess the Monsignor is not going to be taking communion anytime soon either. Bow.
Oops. Let's see. We're past the hour mark. Should I make the joke?
Go for it.
I mean, I guess, you know, getting on your knees, having someone put something in your mouth, I guess it was something he was used to. See, I'm an asshole. Whatever. I'm sorry. But that joke was right there. It was right there. Look, I... Just leave people alone, man. Just let people live their lives. People live their lives.
Maybe don't base your entire fucking living system off of a 2,000-year-old book that maybe was written at the time that you think it was.
And written probably by like 75 dudes who were all trying to just control a bunch of populations.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't.
I love it.
Just saying.
I think it's hilarious. Well, there goes another one. Turfed out. He'll be at a local gay bar near you, crying into his, you know,
whatever it is people drink there. So talking about how unfair it is. But then he's like, but now I'm out. You know what? Fuck it. Let me just live my life. Like, yeah, just live your life. It's fine, dude. It's fine. So that's hilarious. I just think it's funny. So, yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with the Catholic Church to holding to Joe Biden not getting communion now. You can't, right? You can't. You got to be like,
I wish that dude had a Twitter. I'd have to tweet the, like, Joe Biden, like, winking, pointing meme at him. Like, I feel like that'd be the most appropriate one.
Oh, my God.
To throw at him. I have to imagine that Joe Biden, if he saw that news, had to get at least a little bit of a chuckle.
Oh, right? Like, 100%.
Like he's not going to dunk on the man in public, but, you know, I'd have to imagine that he's in the Oval, like, just having a laugh.
Hold on. Speaking of Joseph Robinette Biden, did you see the clip of the right-wing journalist trying to catch Joe Biden to defund the police thing? Hold on. Let me see if I can find this.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see the one about, like, the restaurant owner, like the small business guy that was like, oh, what are you going to do for me? And he's thinking he's going to, like, rope Joe Biden, like, during a town hall.
No.
And Joe Biden's like, yeah, man, he's like, your industry is going to be having a tough time right now. And if you ever having people, you know, having trouble finding people to come work for you, I'm thinking that maybe you need to be more in, like, the $15 an hour kind of place.
Oops. My bad. Yeah, like, no, I think, look, this clip I'm going to play in a second, I'm pulling it up now, this is a little bit of the Joe Biden I miss. I like it because is Joe Biden off the cuff? Like, Joe Biden has been real good. His handlers have been excellent about making sure he doesn't say some wild shit. And, like, they weren't there for this. And I'm kind of okay with it. Let's see if this will play. This is like a right-wing report. I don't know where they're from, but they're like a right-wing, like, OAN, Newsmax type fucking horseshit. Asking Joe Biden about something.
You are not defunding the police.
And are there people who, in the Democratic Party,
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party
who... It's like, I bet you don't know. Get the fuck out of here. Look, I need a little bit of... Like, in this era, like, post-Trump, I feel like Joe Biden needs a little bit more of that. Like, I feel like he needs a little bit more of the, like, fuck all the nice guy shit. Like, let me say what I want to say. Like, hey, maybe you should pay me with more money, you dick.
I mean, look, he's for the next couple months, at least, he's got his right-hand lady, Jen Psaki, like, shitting all over fucking Peter Ducey. Like, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, step up. I'm going to throw an elbow right across your forehead again today.
Dude, apparently he went out either on honeymoon or because his kid was born. I don't know. He wasn't in the pool for like a week or two. And then, like, his first question back, some fucking nonsense Fox News ass question. Like, her response was just like, welcome back.
You asshole. The
first thing she said.
Welcome back. No, come closer. Smack. Good. Embarrass his ass every day. Fuck him. But... No, I love
how she does not fuck with him at all. She's just like,
no, because, like, he don't say nothing reasonable. It's nothing reasonable. Good. No, I think she's really good at her job. I'm sorry to see her leave so early, actually. I mean, look, the way Anthony Fauci's handling Rand Paul, maybe Fauci needs to move over to press secretary. You don't know what you're talking about.
Can you imagine?
Shut your mouth. Like, wow.
Look, I've done a lot of time in epidemiology, and I think that going to press secretary would be a great move for me, because there's a lot of Republican pricks that I want to fucking tell off. Like,
every
day. I got a lot of pent up anger over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
my favorite running Fauci gag is whenever he goes on one of the PSA shows or one of the crooked media shows.
Yeah.
Like, they always try to get him to, like, just between you and me, between you and us, like, no one else is listening. Like, how fucking, like, how fucking hard did you smash the fucking button for Joe Biden?
Like, you know, the moment that he, like, he fucking pressed that button on the screen, he was just like, woo, yes, come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, my
absolutely.
Goodness.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Like, I need a little bit of off the cuff Joe Biden. I need a little bit, like not full. Hey, there's a lot of Indians here in the Dunkin' Donuts. Like, I don't need that Joe Biden.
Not gaff machine Joe Biden, but just kind of fucking off the top rope.
Yeah. I
still got my fastball Joe Biden.
Yeah. 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 That's what I need. I need him to, like, when people call, especially in this era of like Newsmax and shit like that, having more access to the president, when they ask crazy shit, I need him to just be like, Don't y'all believe like I'm a vampire or some dumb shit? Like, just say the shit. Because in actuality, when the president calls it out, right, and this seems sort of counterintuitive, right? It's like, oh, just ignore. No. When you call it out and you make them sound foolish, then people go, well, I don't wanna be associated with that. like nobody watching, Republicans are not like, ooh, I don't, drinking blood of kids. That, when you say it out loud, that sounds crazy. When we write it, it sounds less crazy. But having Joe Biden acknowledge, like, hey, don't y'all believe this dumb shit? And then be like, we do. I'm sorry. They want to slink away. That's why she said, she didn't respond by saying, well, a lot of people do believe that. No, she was, her immediate thing was, oh, I don't know. Nobody in the media doesn't know this QAnon shit. No one. Yeah. That's bullshit. She don't want to say yes because it sounds nuts. It sounds nuts. That's why the only people who say the shit are either online or like the Alex Jonesy type people. So like they can say the shit on camera because everyone thinks they're nuts anyway. But ain't nobody on fucking OAN or in it. They're not saying that shit. They're all on the Stop the Steal stuff. But if you start calling Republicans to task and being like, do you believe this? They'll be forced to run away from it. They have to.
And why don't people? Why don't people ask that question?
Because they think ignoring it. Is a tactic. It's not a tactic. It just feeds into itself and gets bigger and bigger on the right. No, call it out. All of that conspiracy crazy shit. I'd be like, look what happened. It didn't hurt Obama when he called people out for the birth certificate shit. It didn't. They were already raging about it. He's like, he sold cups. I bought one for his reelection where he was like, here's my birth certificate. What the fuck are you people talking about? And they're like, no, that's not the long form. They just seem crazier and crazier.
Well, and also, like, remember when we did like the Trump Biden like opposing town hall thing? Like, the biggest thing that came for that was Savannah Guthrie like calling Trump out for believing shit that you're crazy. Like, you sound like a crazy uncle.
Yeah.
Like when you say this shit.
Yeah, and he was just like,
and how he didn't have like a real fucking response
because they never do. They don't get challenged on it. The only time people challenge, or the only time other people talk about it with them, are all in agreement. So say, oh, you think that we all eat kids? I'd be like, cool. Do you know the other conspiracy that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and all these people, all these major Democrats have been executed before? We're clones. You know, people believe this shit, right? This is the shit that they believe. Call them out. Like, just say the shit. And then people go, well, that's fucking nuts. So even if it's a moderate Republican who's like somewhere in the middle, is like, I don't really like Joe Biden. When they hear that and they're like, damn, do people believe that on my side? Holy shit. Well, I don't believe that. And people start to be more adamant about like, I don't fuck with those people. Because that sounds crazy. But when you don't say anything, it just festers on the right. Like that's one of the Democrats' biggest problems is they let the shit fester and fester and fester until it becomes so loud that it becomes like a fucking wave. And then like people don't agree with them or trying to like perfect example. Is allowing all the shit to fester about Hillary. They let it fester for 30 years, right? She should have stomped Donald Trump worse than she did. But because they let it fester, it started to seep into the left.
Yeah.
You don't know. You call that shit. I'd be like, no. Yeah. Oh, are we vampires drinking kids' blood? You psychopaths. Like, what are you talking about? And then people are like, no. I don't want to be associated with that. And then people, they start to move away from it. And then you start to make it more fringe and fringe and fringe and fringe until only lunatics believe that. And even people on their own side go, you're fucking crazy. But right now, they're in a safe spot. They get to say any of that.
Such is the burden, though, of being part of a political group that's actually trying to get real shit done and not
you have to
focusing
address
on this bullshit. So
But you have to address it. You have to. But you have to address it not in a like I saw Joe Biden is like, rest of the world is really concerned about us because of these conspiracy theories. That is the wrong way to handle it. That is the wrong way. The right way is to mock them incessantly like they're fucking dumb children. That is the way to do it. Because when you do, people go, holy shit, I don't want to be with those guys. That's all it is. That's all it is. Like, Republicans do it all the time. They mock Democrats on stupid shit, and then Republicans are like, or liberals are like, oh, well, we don't want to be associated with that. Like, case in point, Joe Biden is a mush brain idiot, and he kept harping on that shit, harping on that shit, harping on that shit. And who do you see repeat it? People on the left. They go.
So what you're saying is instead of doing Thugs of News, like, we need to go interview people, we need to be Thugs of News, like, fucking Joe Biden's hatchet men. Where, like, when he gets like crazy questions like that, we could just fucking stun on reporters.
Yeah, I'd be like, why are you asking this question? Why are you asking Jim Jordan how he, you know, like, the shit he believes? Why aren't you asking what's that fucking nutbag who wants to build plant enough trees to balance the fucking earth or whatever? Ask them that question. That's crazy. Oh, well, I mean, those people are crazy. Good. Then go talk to them. Go talk to them. Like, Joe Biden is trying to do something that you may disagree with 10% of it or whatever, but that's not the same as this nutbag's teeth falling out and he's talking about putting in enough trees so that the earth doesn't fall off its axis or whatever. That's not the same. It's not the same. So do that. Yeah. I'm advocating full scale, just ripping into people for believing nonsense. That's what you do. Embarrass them, man. Nobody wants to be associated with a crazy person. They don't. Nobody. Unless they're crazy, then it's a win-win for you. It doesn't matter. If you go, don't you guys believe that? And they're like, hell yeah. And everyone else in the room goes, holy shit. You really believe that? Distance. That's what happens. So yeah, no, don't be quiet. Fuck that. Go full board. be an asshole. Be an asshole about it. Yeah, that's what I would do. And that's why Joe Biden's shit went viral. Don't y'all believe that? And they were like, please stop talking about this, because we don't want people talking about it in the mainstream. They don't. They won't. They want to live in a situation where they don't – where they get to benefit from all of that, but they never have to embrace it. No, make them embrace it. And like Marjorie Taylor Greene, all those nutbags, make them embrace it. You believe this? Look. She's a perfect example. When they called her out about the Holocaust shit, what happened? She immediately distanced herself from that shit. Guys, I went to the Holocaust Museum and it turns out it was bad. Like, which was fucking nuts. But she immediately distanced herself from that shit because even a crazy person who's not full on crazy doesn't want to be associated with crazy shit. She doesn't. Call them out. Make them look stupid. That's my best advice. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is like a literal cavewoman, so whatever. Yes. Any other news there, Brad?
That was a fun video, by the way, since you brought her up of that dude like running up to her and Matt Gaetz on the beach. Like, you're a fucking idiot and you're a pedophile. They're both just kind of like standing there like thumbs up. Like, yeah.
Well, it was funny because Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, you're not as crazy as people say you are. She's like, thumbs up, I'm not. Oh, God. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz was like, can somebody please get this guy from yelling pedophile next to me? Please stop. Don't want to go to jail. That case is taking too long, by the way. It's taking way too long. Indict him. Hurry up. Before people go, see, it's not real. Like, no, fuck that. Indict him. All right. That's it for us. Any other things there, Brett?
No.
All right.
Like I said, we're good.
All right. We will see you guys next week for another episode.